You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Last night, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Michigan is experiencing its worst moments of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We could soon see 1,000 deaths per week here in Michigan.
The state's Department of Health and Human Services issued an emergency order calling for a three-week pause. Under it, high schools and colleges must move online. Restaurants and bars can't have indoor dining, and most indoor gatherings are now prohibited. I'm joined by IPR's Taylor Wisner, who breaks down what this means for those of us up north. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So, Taylor, explain what this pause is. Is it a shutdown, and what changes are in store for us when this order goes into effect on Wednesday?
Well, in most ways, it's a return to what life was like in the spring when the governor shut down most of the state to stop further spread of the virus. What's different now is there's no stay-home order. Hospitals are not shutting down services. Gyms and salons can stay open, but there's a lot more restrictions now. Pretty much all venues have closed. That means bowling alleys, movie theaters, casinos, none of those can be open. Gyms are allowed open, but there are no fitness classes happening. And everyone who's working out needs to be 12 feet apart from each other. They're only letting about 25% of the occupancy of the facility inside. That means there's no organized sports either. Also, there's stricter policies for going into stores. Only 30% occupancy will be allowed now. And schools, including high schools and colleges, that in-person instruction, as you just said, is moving online. Elementary and middle schools still are allowed to go in person for the time being. And some districts are rethinking that. Just last night, TCAPS came out with an announcement that they said all of their schools will go online because they're dealing with staff shortages.
You know, we've been hearing a lot about rising cases in the state, but what's the situation in northern Michigan?
It's unfortunately much of the same here. There's been a rapid increase in COVID cases and hospitalizations, and right now we have a positivity rate of over 10%. Hospital leaders warn that if this trend continues, we could see mass deaths in the next couple of months. Today, right now, there are 78 COVID patients at 3 months in hospitals. 49 of those patients are at Munson Medical Center in Traverse City, and there are 31 patients at McLaren Northern Michigan Hospitals. About 40% of the region's adult ICU beds are full with COVID patients. Munson Healthcare reports that community spread is also causing staff shortages among their healthcare workers. That's stressing the hospitals in more ways than the start of the pandemic. They warn that in the time of hunting season with communal deer camps and gatherings on Thanksgiving, this is a crucial moment and people really need to take extra precautions.
So speaking of Thanksgiving, what are state health officials recommending?
So they are allowing small gatherings in homes up to 10 people, but they say that shouldn't be more than two households. So maybe parents and a student in college, but not a full family gathering. It's also strongly recommended against holiday plans with people outside your home. Hospital leaders also have echoed that indoor gatherings are a problem. They say it's been the root of community spread of recent. So they say it's only going to get worse as it gets colder and everything moves inside. So they're really recommending against it.
We've been hearing a lot recently from the governor, but what about the state legislature? They're on recess until December, but do they have anything to say about the new state orders?
Well, after the governor's announcement, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey did not issue a message supporting the executive order. Instead, he criticized the governor for not working more with Senate Republicans in determining her plan. Another lawmaker, too, has come out and said he's introducing a resolution to impeach the governor over her restrictions during the pandemic. But today, our local state representative, Tristan Cole of Mansalona, he had a very different message. He says now it's not time to rail against government mandates. People should follow the advice of medical professionals, wear masks, keep their distance from others when they're in public. He's issuing that advice after talking with local healthcare leaders, and he says the next few weeks are critical, and Northern Michiganders have a personal responsibility to follow COVID-19 safety protocols.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner sharing the latest on the state's new COVID-19 restrictions. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure. Thanks, Kendra.